It is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hello there, podcast people. Thanks for downloading the very first Hot or Not Hotcast of 2009. Our New Year's resolution is to make the Hotcast bigger and better this year. And if you listen to the next 20 minutes, I think you'll agree we'll start that next week. Right, okay, but for your enjoyment this week, we have this. At least you know Leona Lewis isn't in this, so you'll be fine.
I'll be all right. Yeah.
This. Dun, 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 dun. And this.
I feel like I've married my headmistress.
All that and much more. So thanks for downloading and well done for those New Year's resolutions. We're proud of you.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Right, today is the day they've announced who is officially in Dancing on Ice. And on the phone right now, Dancing on Ice, please welcome onto the ice, Ray Quinn.
Hi.
Hello, how are you, Ray?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. You?
I'm very well, thank you very much indeed. Now, first things first, Ray, I have been in Dancing on Ice.
Oh, yeah.
I was series one.
Yeah.
So, I know how crazy you must be to have taken on this challenge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. It is a bit of a big challenge for me, but I love a challenge and I love getting stuck in, you know, it's great.
How have you found it? Have you found it difficult? Because some people take to it really naturally.
Yeah, I mean, I can count on the number of times I've been ice skating. I'm not really that, you know, well equipped, as it were. But I mean, I enjoy it, and you know, every day I go, I learn something new. And Maria's got a lot of patience for me, so it's great.
What's been your favourite thing to master so far? Obviously, you can go backwards.
Yeah.
Can you do forward crossovers?
Yeah, and backwards crossovers. Yeah.
Lemons.
Excuse me.
Yeah. How many weeks would you like to get through, in all honesty?
Oh, well, like anyone, I'd love to get to the end for sure. But, you know, I'm not looking at that. I'm not looking to do anything. Yeah, I want to get to the best that I can be, the best of my ability. But I've got a long, long way. But I really want to do an axel, you know, like Chris did. That's something I really would like.
You're kidding me.
To get to. No, I'd love it.
You want to be able to... It's so hard.
I know. I'd love to be able to get to that stage, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I know what you mean. I sadly didn't get past week two. But who, having seen everybody, who do you think would you say is the best so far?
You know what, though? I haven't seen anybody. I mean, we've done the meet and greet, and then we've done the show and tell. And yep. I never got to the show and tell because I was working, unfortunately.
Right.
So I haven't seen anybody skate yet, and I don't know what any of them are like. So I only know what I'm like. So, you know, as I said, I'm a challenge to myself, and I'm a competition to myself, and I just want to be the best that I can be.
Okay, well, Ray, we will be watching and hoping that you do brilliantly this Sunday on ITV1.
Oh, cheers, buddy.
Good luck. I know it's hard.
Say it again. Vote for me.
Yeah. You're going to spend your whole life on TV shows saying, vote for me. But it's all right. At least you know Leona Lewis isn't in this, so you'll be fine.
I'll be all right. Yeah. Ray, okay, I'll get her to vote for me. Don't you worry about that.
Ray Quinn, star of Dancing on Ice that starts this weekend on ITV V1. Thank you so much.
Cheers, buddy.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Radio.
You're tuned to Hot or Not, your essential guide to the week ahead in celebrity and entertainment. And now that we've finally made it into 2009, we have another year to choose from in our next feature, The Rewind. This is where we take you through the stories making headlines in a past edition of Heat. Now, I have to say, chances are I'm not doing a magazine from last year. That would be a bit too easy. Okay, so on the front cover of this old edition of Heat, Posh's hair is falling out. Full shocking story and pictures you have got to see inside. Exclusive girls allowed. Yes, we beat the boys. The first interview with the winners. And also what's happening next. The plot's revealed. Will Kat or Zoe end up with Dr. Truman? Those are all EastEnders stories. As I turn the pages and go inside, Gareth Gates. The big story is he shaved his chest. Thanks very much. thanks very much. And then there's lots of pictures of various stars. Her suit or not, as the case may be. Gareth Gates looks so young in this picture. Let me just check myself what year it was. All right. Okay, as we go over, turn over the page. Hang on, I've got my post-it notes all stuck together. Ah! Right, who's this? Oh, my word. On this page, what are the odds of that? Ladies and gentlemen, place your bets now. What they're talking about in this magazine are the bets of what will happen in this year. So what is the year? Here we go. Here's one. In this year, for 50-1 odds, Will Young to accept a role as a secret Slater cousin on EastEnders. That's quite cool. Let me just see if any of these... Mark Owen to do a duet with Robbie Williams? No. One True Voice. One True Voice. One True Voice. Nope, can't say I remember them. They must have come from a reality TV show. And also Jordan to get married. And maybe she did. And also here... Oh, look at this. The Heat Gallery. Blimey, how time flies. Exactly 200 issues ago. Dun, dun, that's a clue. That could help you. There's lots of pictures. Oh, wow. Look, there's Kelly Brook and Johnny Vaughan. There's also a picture of Flat Eric. Remember him. Jamie Theakston. Jordan selling melons. Quite funny, that, actually. And Will Young, Gareth Gates, and Darius, the Pop Idol final three. That could be a bit of a red herring. What was the year? If you think you know the year, well, think about it. Think about it a bit more. And here we go. I'll give you a musical clue, okay? Quite simply, here are two songs from that year. One of them is from Robbie Williams. The other is from Girls Aloud.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
I'm Andy Peters. This is Hot or Not, checking out the very latest news in the world of music, TV, and now, film.
This is Heat.
Heat's film editor Charles Gant sadly is in his sickbed today. Get well soon, Charles. But Charles being Charles, he's probably listening thinking, oh, I wonder how Boyd will do. Well, let's find out. Boyd, which film are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about hotly Oscar-tipped and Golden Globe-tipped.
Oh, yeah, I see what you did there. Yep.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Now, I've seen the posters on buses. It's out on Friday, I think.
Yes.
The 9th.
Correct.
What did you think? What's it about, firstly?
Yeah, well, let's leave what I think to the end, because that'll build up the excitement.
Yeah, because that's
Charles
how it works.
Did that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they did on Doctor Who Confidential.
They did, didn't
all
they?
That effort just to go, Matt Smith.
Amazing.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. Basically, it's about a guy from Assam in India, mm-hmm. outside of Bombay, one of these huge kind of, you know, rubbish heap type slums,
yep.
millions and millions of inhabitants all on the poverty line.
Yep.
And he's just a normal little skinny guy, loses his mum in a horrible incident. So he's basically an orphan, and he ends up winning the Indian version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which is exactly the same as all the versions are
exactly.
of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in England, except yep. for the different hosts.
Yes, exactly.
Same music and everything. So, and the film does this very cunning thing where he is being, basically he wins, and no one, because he's from the slums,
yep.
uneducated, never been to school or anything yep. like that, no one can understand how he's managed to get all these questions right. So they literally gets arrested for fraud, assuming he must have been cheated,
yes.
and they interrogate him. And so the whole structure of the film is him explaining how he got each question right. So it's kind of like, how did he learn the fact that got him to how he managed to know?
Oh, wow, that sounds really clever.
And it's very clever format, and it's just an amazing film.
Okay, let's listen to him in the chair.
So, Jamal, are you ready for the first question for 1,000 rupees?
Yes.
Not bad money to sit on a chair and answer a question. Better than making tea, no?
No. Yes, no.
No? Yes, no?
Is that your final answer?
It's a huge, colourful, incredibly compelling, funny, deeply moving, exciting,
wow.
scary thing.
Okay.
And it's so good. This is the thing about it. It's one of those films that if it had been quite good, then it probably would have done all right, and it would have been, you know, done all right in British cinemas. No, mm-hmm. probably not many people would have taken notice of it. Danny Boyle directed Trainspotting.
Yep.
But it's so incredibly good. And word of mouth has been so amazing on it that it is going to actually punch through, and it's going to be nominated for Oscars. It's nominated for Golden Globes.
Yep, which I am going to be.
You
at
are there
this Sunday.
I am also commenting on it.
Is it on Sunday?
Sunday, yeah,
yeah, thanks.
Sunday night.
Yep.
And it's so good that it could even win, you know, one of the major Oscars.
Wow. Can you imagine if it won Best Picture?
It's possible. It's that good. Whether or not it is a small independent film,
but that's,
whether or not, you know, those yeah. old aging Oscar voters can be bothered to actually watch it on their free DVD they get.
Yeah, exactly.
That will be whether it wins or not. But it is so good that it could actually win.
Okay. Oscar. Well, we ask Charles this question every week. You only need to give a one-word answer.
What is this question?
Boyd, Slumdog Millionaire.
Yes.
Hot. Or not. Dun 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 dun.
Hot.
Applause. Thank guest. Thank you, Boyd.
This is Heat.
This is Andy on the radio on the very latest Hot or Not hotcast, showcasing the best bits of last week's show. But don't forget, there are loads of other great shows on Heat Radio. Here's my favourite bit from Out of the Blue last week when they spoke to Johnny Wilkes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
10, Hottie Stewart, Bill Medley, Jennifer Warnes, I've Had the Time of My Life from Greece, John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, and you're the one that I won before that, and I'm Paul Coy. How are you? Wednesday morning, Out of the Blue with Ford, we're joined by one of the two most famous people ever to come out of Stoke. You've got your Robbie, and then you've got his good mate, actor, singer, celebrity footballer, all-round good guy in the backseat with us, Jonathan Wilkes. Hello, Johnny.
How you doing, mate?
I'm very well. Are you well?
I am very, very well. Thank you very much for having me and speaking to me and things.
So, how's things? So, you're doing Panto?
Back in Stoke? Really well, yeah. Back for my fourth year. It's going really, really well. It's lovely to be home in Stoke again. And we've got a fantastic show this year, and it's breaking all box office records, which is brilliant. And I'd say this is the best one we've ever done, and I'm just loving it.
So, do you get to choose where you go? Because, I mean, this is perfect, isn't it?
Well, kind of, but Stoke, we've built such a relationship now, you know, with all the team at the Regent Theatre, that it's kind of become a kind of tradition with me now. And I throw me all into it, you know. I do a bit of directing in it. I write a bit of the script.
Sure.
So it's kind of really like I get free run of it. And it's lovely because as soon as you walk on stage, you just feel the love of the crowd.
Yeah.
And with it being in my hometown, it's like playing in front of like 1,000 aunties and uncles every night.
Blimey, that sounds good. How many shows you do a day then?
Two a day.
Good.
Yeah,
Lord.
I say that with a very, I'm literally, you know, it is full on.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And the crowd is so good. It's a pleasure to go on stage.
And how Sweeney? Claire Sweeney's in it as well, isn't she? Wicked Queen?
Claire Sweeney is absolutely lovely. I work with Claire and Guys and Dolls. So it's nice to rekindle our friendship, and we're having a good old laugh on stage, put it that way.
Excellent stuff. Now, listen, we've got one more question for you.
Go on, then.
This is the Out of the Blue question, which we've done with you before. I know you've been on the show. And so, question is this. When was the last time you were told off?
When was the last time? Every day, by my wife.
Proper told off.
Proper told
off?
Yeah,
when was the last
me
time?
Me and the little boy are always up to mischief because he's three. No, well, he's nearly three.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're always up to mischief with mummy, so I'm always getting told off. Okay. That is truth by my wife. Yeah, I feel like I've married my headmistress.
Happy New Year, Johnny. It's good to speak
Lovely
to you.
Lovely to speak to you, mate.
All Take the care, best. Take care, mate. All the best. Bye-bye.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
Time to put you out of your misery and tell you if you guessed this week's Rewind Year correctly, podcast people. I can reveal that the year was 2003, the exact date, January the 5th.
Like what you're hearing, get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.